Now you've got an annual tournament coming up next
Yes.
week. Yeah, is it next week?
This weekend,
Oh, this weekend, right.
sixth and 7th of July.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Timmins Mayor's Cup 2024. So this is an edition which will be there for every year. So it's dedicated to mayor's office, and that's a cricket championship where we invite 3 to 4 teams from, either Toronto, Sudbury, Thunder Bay. This year, we are the teams are participating from Sudbury, Thunder Bay, Toronto, and Timmins Tigers is hosting that. So they'll be here for good 3 days at least, especially the teams from Toronto, and we'll be competing for games. There will be 8 cricket matches. We'll be competing for the prestigious trophy for during 6th and 7th of July.
Okay, is this the second annual?
This is the second ammo, yes.
Cricket is still pretty new around here, but I assume it's starting to catch on.
Oh yes, cricket is now actually, it's a fever of the cricket is gripping the whole town, Northern Ontario, because right now Cricket Ontario is investing heavily in the Northern Ontario sports and its development, especially the cricket as well. So we are organizing more and more cricket games to spread the awareness, and we're trying to get people to, if they have any interest in the cricket, that we are definitely welcome their registration, welcome their to them to join the team, and play sports of cricket during summers. If they are not going for boating, if they're not going for fishing, and if they have interest in cricket, why not?
Sure, even if they are going for fishing and boating, squeeze in some cricket, right?
There you go.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Now, if I was to go watch some games at the Fern Tremblay Park next weekend, what can I expect? Can you give me a quick rundown of how cricket works and maybe how it compares to baseball? Because that's the comparison I seem to hear most. And I noticed even the Toronto Blue Jays put on a cricket promotion recently.
Exactly. So what basically you'll see two cricket teams playing in the field. So each cricket team has 11 playing players, and each cricket team has a squad of 15 members. So 11 play in the field with the two registered umpires which we have hired from Cricket Ontario. We basically have paid for their flights. They'll be flown in on Friday evening itself. They will be officiating these games. On the ground, you'll see the cricket game. One is batting, one is bowling. So you'll see a lot of people fielding around it like the baseball. So it's similar to baseball, but the players have to tip the ball first, and then the other hitter can hit the ball. It's that. And they have to have the quota of good 20 overs. Each over has 6 balls to throw by the bowler, and umpires are there to officiate to judge if there's a legal ball or if there's any foul or any penalty over there. So that's counted. So you will see a lot of colors over there too, a lot of colorful jerseys representing their region, Thunder Bay, Toronto, Sudbury, and a lot of players and a lot of support from the community members as well as the club supports. We have invited mayor's office. So mayor has agreed, she's very gracious. She agreed to inaugurate at 11 a.m. as well as the office. I think officials of TEDC will be there too. And we are sending the invite to community members and Timmins to please come and watch their local team play and support your local team here.
All right. Is there anything else you want to tell me about it?
Sure. The city has been very, very kind and to while supporting for our team of teams as well as the sport of cricket. What they have done this year is because they have installed a barrier screen so that the balls who cannot go into the creek. So that prevents the balls to go into the creek and hence prevents the loss of balls that we usually used to face. So I'm very grateful to the city that they installed the pole as well as the barrier screens over there.
All right. Now remind me what time games are being played on Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday, the game's going to start from 8 a.m. There will be four games to be played. Mayor will be there at 11 a.m. to officially inaugurate it. And she will be doing a ceremony. It's called toss ceremony. So second match when it starts around 11:30. So Mayor will be there to have a toss with the coin as well as declare it open. And four matches will be played till 8:30 in the evening. And next Sunday, again, the matches are going to start, league matches will start at 8 a.m., but the final will be done by 5:30. So our, you know, trophy ceremony or the prize distribution ceremony will be at 5:30 p.m. on Sunday as well, where the mayor has agreed to come, and definitely she'll hand over the prizes. Well, just one update that our Timmins Tigers had brought some laurels back to city. We were just in a competition on a tournament last weekend, where we were one of the finalists, and we couldn't win the tournament, but we won the runners-up trophy from Sudbury.
Hey, I've always said, as depressing as it can be, there is no shame in second place.
There you go.
Yeah.